I'm Marco Werma, and you're with The World. We're wrapping up a week of coverage from South Africa about the HIV epidemic there and its impact on young women. As you've been hearing, this is a huge challenge for South Africa. Young women there are twice as likely to become infected with HIV as young men. Our Across Women's Lives team has been reporting on why that's happening and on efforts to reverse the trend. Today, The World's Jasmine Garst has a story of one young woman and how she came to terms with being HIV positive.
It's a clear winter morning in Pretoria. On a suburban lawn, under the shade of a tree, a young man is pleading his case.
I'm not a child anymore. I've got ideas of my own now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've actually had them in my life as well. They always know what is best for you, don't they?
They're two actors rehearsing for an upcoming production of the play My Children, My Africa. 22-year-old Sadie Brown plays a character of Isabella. Brown is a young actress, but she's spent a lifetime performing. She started when she was a teenager. She was at a school event, and healthcare workers were doing free HIV testing. Sadie thought it would be fun.
So I went in there, and I had an HIV test, and
she tested positive. She was just 14. She was a virgin.
The first thing I asked her was how. Like, those are like the only words that kept on ringing in my mind, that how? I begged her to do another test.
This is when she started her big performance, her own. Act one, the girl who doesn't tell anyone.
So I just kept everything in, walked out, and just like continued with the whole happy persona that I am.
She went home, where she lived with her auntie. Sadie never said anything to anyone, but she thought about it all the time. She remembers sitting in health class.
It was just AIDS kills. Be careful, or condomize, or do this and that. And for a 14-year-old, seeing those things, it still scared me that, okay, so when is my time coming?
South Africa was in the midst of the HIV epidemic that continues to this day. They confront it with education programs, warnings about the importance of using condoms, and calls for abstinence. But no one could be prepared for what came next, a generation of children born with the virus. And that's what Sadie found out had happened. About 6 months after her HIV test, she finally broke down and told her aunt. And her aunt's response shocked her.
I knew about your parents. I didn't know about you.
Her parents had died when she was around 9. First her dad, then her mom. It never crossed her mind that they might have died of AIDS-related diseases. She was just never told what they died of. Sadie says she was furious. She started piecing together all these childhood memories.
I always just think of that picture of my mom crying at my daddy's funeral, and I'm like, she actually knew. I literally felt betrayed by my parents, by God, by my aunt. Like, I felt betrayed by everyone.
She wrote a lot about those feelings. She reads me this letter that she penned, as if HIV were a person she could confront.
Because of you, I'm an orphan. Because of you, I'm all alone. All that is happening is just too much. I've tried so much to live by the book. I've tried so much to behave. My attempts of escaping you were in vain, as I have always had you. Because of you, life has spiraled out of control. I am fully aware that I have no right questioning God's will, but he took the only two people I could question about all this.
For the next few years, Sadie just carried on, as if nothing had happened, until she turned 16. In August, in South Africa, it's windy and dusty. The winter nights can be cold. During the day, the sun burns. Sadie started to get sores around her body and her face. Her T-cell count, which is one indicator of the strength of an immune system, had plummeted.
It was like approximately 100.
A normal count is between 500 and 1500. Sadie was in trouble. Her HIV was advancing. She finally went to the clinic and started taking antiretrovirals to suppress the virus, which is the beginning of Act Two. The girl who has HIV tells everyone.
I'm still very much alive. Most babies born with this virus die much earlier That just goes to show that I was born on this earth for a purpose, and not even two lines on an HIV testing material will bring me down. I am grateful for the life I still have. God, you know this.
She told her friends, and they rallied around her. In the next few years, she became what she calls an HI victor, an outspoken activist. It isn't always this upbeat, living with the virus. Sadie says the thought of taking medication for the rest of her life is sometimes daunting. And so is dating. She's been rejected because of her HIV status and says it was devastating. But right now, she's in a relationship with a woman. She's really happy.
So, yeah, she knows about my status because I'm just that person. I'm just like, dude, I'm HIV positive.
Sadie needs to get back to her rehearsal. She's hitting the road soon, presenting this play in high schools throughout South Africa. She heads back to her sunny yard where her fellow actors are waiting for her to practice her monologue.
They were staring and listening so hard I could feel it on my skin. All of it had become one of the most realist experiences I have ever had. I have never before had so exciting a sense of myself. Because that is what we all want, isn't it? For things to be real. Our lives, our thoughts, what we say and do. That's what I want now.
For the World, Jasmine Garst, Pretoria, South Africa.
Wow, she's one powerful young woman. Jasmine's story is part of our Across Women's Lives coverage from South Africa. And later on the show today, one final story from our team there about an artist whose work is all about her experiences as a woman in South Africa.